A new study sheds light on how women are treated at one very high-profile workplace, the Supreme Court. Researchers at Northwestern University found that male Supreme Court justices interrupt female justices 3 times as often as they interrupt each other. The study authors have written about their research in Harvard Business Review, and the review senior editor Kurt Nickisch joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first, we have an example of what this study is talking about. This is from a very high-profile affirmative action case in 2015 where the plaintiff's attorney, Bert Rhein, was facing questions from Justice Sotomayor.
If you don't consider race, the holistic percentage, whatever it is going to be virtually all white.
And that is incorrect.
Why?
And that is an assumption that has no basis in this record.
Well,
it's a stereotypical racist assumption. That's
it's
what it is.
It's not, because of
with
reality
all deference,
that Justice Alito wants to rely on. Let me finish my point.
We heard Chief Justice Roberts step in there. Kurt, how much more are female justices interrupted than male justices?
Yeah. Besides going back and looking at all those transcripts, the researchers looked carefully at 3 years. So back in 1990, when there was just one woman justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, she was interrupted, times anybody was interrupted, 35.7% of the time it was directed at her. In 2002, when there were two justices, nearly half the interruptions were directed at those two women justices. And in 2015, when there were 3 women justices, so 1/3 of the court, 2/3 of the interruptions were directed
at
them.
And how does this translate into other professions, people who don't find themselves on the Supreme Court? Do women get interrupted more than men?
There are women across the country listening right now, nodding their heads. They know this instinctually, but the research bears this out. Women get talked over much more than men in all sorts of settings. So that's partly due to unconscious bias, cultural reasons. And research also shows that a lot of this has to do with just the sense of control. So if you feel like you're in power, then you kind of dominate the conversation, or you feel empowered to interrupt other people. What's troubling here is that these are very powerful women. They're on the highest court in the land, and they're still getting stepped on.
What's the impact of this?
Well, one of the impacts here, where there are these very important cases being decided, is that just the views of these women are not being considered as much because they're getting cut off.
And at this point, all of the women on the court are liberal.
Yeah, they're liberal. And it turns out that liberals do get interrupted twice as often as by conservatives than the other way around. That's probably also a reflection of power, because conservatives have had the majority on the court. But gender is actually the much more significant factor.
Now, we have a new justice on the court, Neil Gorsuch, and it sounds like he may fit in with this trend based on what he's done on lower courts.
Yeah, he also, in his first, those first oral arguments, jumped in quite a bit. It's interesting also to look at the female justices on the court, because they have adapted their behavior over time. They often started off saying more polite things like, can I ask, or, I wonder if, but they end up getting interrupted more. And so with time, they have become less polite and more direct in their questions.
That's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. And we'll link you to more about this. It's fascinating at hereandnow.org. Kurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.